My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to the DuckFeed 2024 State of the Union Address. The Union being not the country.
Right. Getting it in right under the wire.
Yeah. It is. This is mostly stuff for next year.
Yes.
Here. Every once in a while, we make some changes to the Patreon. Like we talk about this basically once a year. You know, usually around December, we have run, I think it's fair to say that we've largely run this network on instinct. So every once in a while, we like to step back and challenge some assumptions of what we're doing and see if anything needs adjusting. And we got a couple of adjustments for 2025.
I can't remember the last time we had a real big adjustment, like this, but this isn't like a huge one either.
Last year with putting Bonfireside Chat on seasonal duty was a big thing. I think that, you know, generally it's almost once a year we make some kind of change.
So kind of the remit for this year is to refocus and kind of scale things back a little bit to pull the Band-Aid off on that. But understand that because of our anxieties about work, it's not going to be a whole lot. We think that this is going to have minimal effect on like how much you have to listen to.
I don't think any of this news is upsetting, and some of it's pretty exciting.
Yes.
You know, basically many people in the WAF dispatch questions you know, have talked about vacations and everything like that. And it's worth noting, just in case you don't realize this, we don't do vacations.
Nope.
The train keeps going. So when we do have to take time off for the holidays or for DuckStream or like when I moved, that involves doing twice as much work basically the week before and twice as much the week after. you know, we play one game a week basically for WAF and everything. It adds up to a lot.
Yes.
You know, and what we would like to do, since we're in this for the long term, we're not going anywhere, is treat this a little bit like a regular job where sometimes we can take some time to ourselves.
Right.
And I think this is going to make us better at the job, better podcasters. I've definitely been experiencing some burnout this fall. I don't think that it has affected, you know, my output or anything. It just affected kind of my quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to have some ways to scale back a little bit.
A lot of the commitments we made were made in a different part of our lives. We're older now, have different kind of commitments and stuff, going through different things.
And then you run into the paradox that we have, where early on in the show, the only thing we knew to do to offer value was to come up with new shows, and we liked doing them because we had things we wanted to talk about. And then once that happens, you can't just take one away because it's somebody's favorite.
Yes.
You know, you kind of get into it like there. So like, just a little math, if you know, for people. In 2024, by the end of that, we'll have released on the network 371 episodes across 12 active shows. That's more than one a day for people who are math scholars out there. 230 free episodes, 141 premium episodes, more than seven episodes a week. You know, that's a whole lot.
Yeah. Especially for as few people as we have doing this.
You know, this rests on largely yours and I's, and then, you know, Gwen's.
Yes.
And then, you know, co-host shoulders. There aren't a whole lot of people doing this. When you look at our peers, this is significantly more. Not a brag. It's kind of a branding thing almost. Like we came out doing this, and we do want you to get your money's worth. We don't like asking for money. We want you to get your money's worth.
Yes. So yeah, a lot of these changes are, I mean, a lot. There are only like four or five of them.
Yeah.
You know, they're being made like that. Like you said, that the burnout has not, you know, hopefully hasn't affected the content. I'd like to get in and monkey around with stuff before it does.
Yeah, 100%. I don't want to go downhill
right from
this. So these are the changes we're making. The first one, I think, is the most exciting one.
Yes.
You know, is that every once in a while we're going to have guest episodes of Watch Out for Fireballs. And what I mean by that is that either I'll be on the episode with a guest, you know, somebody from my coterie, our coterie, or Cole will be on the episode with a guest, somebody from his or our coterie there. So we're not each going to be on every episode of Watch Out for Fireballs. When I say occasionally, I just mean, you know, a few times a year.
Yeah. Handful. More than a couple, but less than a bunch. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And this is going to do a lot. Because the majority of what we spend our time doing is playing a game.
Yes.
For this, doing, three to four games a month, for WAF, depending on how many weeks are in that month, generally, and some variants with two-parters and stuff. Mm-hmm. But generally it's one a week, and just not having to do that, is going to, make a big difference.
Yes.
In terms of being able to take a little bit of time to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's exciting about this is getting some new voices in. And also being able to still talk about different kinds of games that either of us may kind of not be into or not have an awful lot new to say or about.
Be tapped on.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this is, I think, a smart thing. I wish we had thought of this sooner as an idea, because, like, you know, I probably have not said the very last thing I can say about a console RPG, but I have nothing new to say about, you know, a bunch of the classics. You know, it might be fun to kind of go through them again, but I don't want to I don't want to run in place. I don't want to say my same things over and over.
Yes.
Simultaneously, we've had a bunch of like real grognardy RTS stuff that's come through.
Yeah.
And you've been very graceful about it, gracious about it, but like those are not your favorite things.
Right, right. Think roguelikes as well.
Yes.
You know, I can admire with tweezers from a distance something like a Darkest Dungeon 1 or 2 that Gary loves with his whole fucking heart and can say a bunch about. Right?
Yes.
It might be cool to tap in somebody who gets, you know, kind of up close and personal like Gary does with some of those things, right?
Same, like kind of give it the best treatment, that it can. And that way, you know, the idea, hopefully satisfying audiences, both of those episodotypes have their fans. I think we still do a good job with them with that. It's just, this is going to kind of freshen it up is the idea.
Yeah.
Fresh perspectives, you know, people who we know. We trust, like, we're not just gonna grab randos off the street. Like, we're not going to Fiverr for this. And you know, just full transparency. This will be, there'll be like an honorarium. Like, we're not gonna have people work for free.
No, yeah, we're gonna pay people for their time because they're playing a game and coming on a show. Like, that just feels right.
Yeah. The last little bit of this that's worth noting, or two little bits. One, these will probably be at a different level of Zoom than our normal episodes. Going beat by beat through a plot like that is kind of a big ask for guests. So we may end up kind of zooming out a little bit and doing, you know, movements.
Yes.
Like, oh, what about this scene? What about this scene? Kind of generally rather than recounting it as much. We're still hoping to get the same amount of insight and everything. We're not going to be like turning in half hour long episodes where we're like, I don't know, a bunch of orphans forgot they knew each other and then they fought time. Anywho, it has some interesting systems that don't quite work out, and it's counterintuitive that you're not supposed to level up. Patreon.com/RPTV. We're not going to do that.
No,
you know, like we're going to give everything a fair treatment. We wouldn't put out something we don't think is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing worth noting is, or at least talking about how this is going to interact with executive produced episodes. We've done a little bit of test marketing with this.
Yeah. So people, you know, roughly I'd say like a third to a quarter of stuff we do is sponsored by patrons. We've had a couple patrons write in with requests of things that would be great pilots for this. Something that, one of us doesn't want to do. So we checked in with the patrons, and we'll continue this practice, to be like, hey, are you okay with this being a guest episode? If somebody is really just wants to hear our thoughts on it, we're not going to, you know, take your money and say tough shit.
Yeah.
We will check in with you.
Yeah.
Is it worth, Gwen put in a note here because we ran these notes by Gwen, like previewing it. So in some point in the first half of the year, I would say, me and Brayton, people have talked about getting Brayton back on the show. You get Brayton. We're going to talk about Red Alert 2, Yuri's Revenge.
Nice.
Yuri's Upset. That is a big high camp command. I have a lot of affection for Command & Conquer. We haven't done one before. I'm excited about that.
Yes. And I'm excited to hear Brayton.
Right?
Like, second best thing Brayton to talking to Brayton. Yeah.
100%. Like seeing Brayton, hearing Brayton.
Yeah.
Every sense you can experience Brayton is a triumph.
Yes. Yeah. So just dangling that out there, and the people that we have, you know, kind of put that in front of seemed enthusiastic about it. So
yeah, people like it. So we're not going to do it without somebody's consent.
Yeah.
So far it seems good. This is worth noting too. This isn't in the notes, so I'm going to spring something on you.
Okay.
Don't get too freaked out. While previewing things, somebody asking us to cover something again from the very early days of WAF is officially happening.
Yes.
I guess this is just spoiler season. There, the fact that which we are coy boys about this has never gained us anything. I understand it gains us some flexibility in theory. Mm-hmm. We've never had to use it, though. It's like getting the refund on a flight. So also somebody who is a patron was like, hey, you guys keep talking about doing Bloodlines again. I'd love to see it. Mm-hmm. So at some point in the first half of the year, we're also doing Bloodlines.
Yes.
Again. So if there's an old game that was from when we were worse podcasters that you'd like to hear revisiting, that is also on the table.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry to insert that out of nowhere. I just figured.
No. That's perfectly fine. I just need to update the draft for the post.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Apologies. it didn't occur to me when we were doing this. Mm-hmm. Anything else on that point?
No, I think that's the biggest one.
Yes. Second one, every once in a while, if Cole and I both need time off, this happens like in the pursuit of Duckstream from time to time, it happens for conventions from time to time. We may put out like a Duckfeed classic.
Yeah.
Through that. It won't be, this won't happen on premium shows. So it's not like we're going to, do you want to hear about this episode of Breaking Bad again?
well, Breaking Bad is not a premium show or a best quality vacuum.
Yeah, that's true. I was just trying to think of a movie example.
It's time to talk about the Mortal Kombat album again.
Exactly. Yeah. This will be for WAFs and maybe Abduct Sufferings. Mm-hmm. And these will be, we have like rare episodes of that.
Yes.
Sitting around.
Yeah, so stuff from previous bundles, I think maybe a couple of live shows, things there. We're going to try and make them rarities. If it makes sense to demote a piece of, like a full premium episode, that also makes sense. To make these not just straight reruns, because that feels bad to us, we are going to record like rappers around it. Gary's reference point for this is the podcast Stuff You Should Know, where they have, readdressed some things, and there are new intros and outros around it.
Yeah. If we can clean up the audio as well, we will. Not a full, we're not going to put all the time in the world in that, because that will kind of eliminate the point, but we'll do our best to do that. And if it feels bad to have something that is a premium go out, we've already done that.
Yeah.
We do the preview packs. Generally once a year. This is going to kind of take the place of those. They're just going to be on the regular feed. So if you want to send somebody towards the premium episodes of the show, you'll have those old premium packs, but you could also be like, oh yeah, shit, this month they reran, and something, a good premium episode, Stalker or something that we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we say occasionally, this is very occasionally, this will be less than the previous thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just an option, like a pressure release valve we would like to have available.
Right. Let's move on to the next one. We are going to be retiring Exquisite Suffering.
Yep. We're getting one more, in January, and then we're done. Just again, for kind of scheduling, we've done two premium episodes of this, two Exquisite Sufferings, sometimes, every month. Mm-hmm. This is on top of doing 4 to 5 every month. Mm-hmm. So, 6 to 7, of this kind of improv show per month, is not working for us.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we're doing a bad job with them. It's so inspiration dependent, and it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a very fun show to do, and I do not want to have anything that comes in and makes it less fun. So the hope is by doing fewer, each one can be a little bit more special.
And just for clarification for our nomenclature, like, these are the bonus episodes of Abduct Suffering.
Yes.
Abduct suffering not itself, going anywhere. Not going anywhere. Once a week until you die or we do. and we're not replacing this with something.
Nope.
Nope.
This was hard.
It doesn't feel right. to do that. But we, you know, last year when we made Bonfire Side Chat seasonal and Real Lich Hours, we feel like the $5 tier gives you a lot.
Yes.
You know, premium, watch out for fireballs, Bonfire Side Chat on season, Real Lich Hours and Unfilmable is pretty great.
Yeah.
And then there's archives as well. The old shows aren't going anywhere. The ones are recorded.
Yeah. There's like 200 plus of them, whole new episodes that a lot of people haven't heard. So that, you know, like we said, this is a little bit difficult, but we're going to stand by it. So that last episode, what we are going to be doing is we're going to be doing a drawing, alongside this, kind of, you know, post this, announcement. We are doing a listener survey, just to gather some information. It has been several years since we have done this. And there is an option at the end of it to enter in to pick the game that we will talk about for the final episode.
Yeah. If you're thinking that I really missed doing the polls, the Exquisite Suffering were the ones where we had the polls and people would talk about which games to do in the comments. If you really like that, we're keeping that around. It's just going to be for one Abject Suffering a month.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep an eye on the Patreon and that will pop up and you can vote on that one.
Yes.
And you still suggest the same way. All that stuff isn't changing. Mm-hmm. If you do win the poll for the final episode, just know we're still going to do the same selection criteria. So it's like not an opportunity to throw Custer's Revenge in there or something.
Yeah.
You know, don't play chicken with us about it, please. We will trust you to be in good faith.
Yes. Next one here, this is just an FYI more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So Patreon has actually been adding new features, which they weren't doing for a while. For Peek Behind the Curtain, like they have a program that I'm a part of, where we get like early access, to stuff to try out. Some of it's pretty cool and useful, such as things like discounts and gifting, which we are going to try to use more. We ran like a coupon just on our social media in the past, probably going to be doing that some more. They have kind of automated features for offering discounts to free members. So if you start seeing that, that is just us trying to use what Patreon has, has given us, for, at our disposal. If that's annoying, if the feedback is bad, just let us know,
we're not married to that.
Mm-hmm.
We all of this stuff, we want to hear what you think about it, but that specifically, cause it's, I can see, the use case for gift memberships, great optional, you opt in and stuff. People like, oh, I want, I think my friend would like this, discounts. I get annoyed by seeing advertisements and discounts for things. We're not going to abuse that.
No,
we're going to be sparing with it, but even if the sparingness of it is annoying, it sucks. Let us know.
Yeah. What else?
Days of Future Cast will come back for this. Me and Jeremy have talked about it a lot on the show. This year has been tough on both of us. I'm not trying to compare my stress and house situation to Jeremy's situation. Jeremy had a major health issue, that has made lining up very difficult for us. And I'm not saying the show will always last, that we'll never retire it, but we have lots to do.
Yep.
So we've got a few episodes in the can in X-Men 97. That season two is going to come out of that. We have a few comics runs really excited to talk about. This might come back to a fortnightly release, but I apologize for the year that it's kind of been, it comes out when it comes out.
Yeah.
As a thing, try not to do that, but it just has been the way that the cookie has crumbled for this. We both love doing it. We're both capable of doing it. Like Jeremy does so many podcasts as well.
Yeah.
Just us, our specific downsides to our life have lined up too often for lack of a better phrase. So just, we appreciate people who like that show, and still listen to it. It will come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hearing about X-Men 97, a show that I greatly enjoyed.
Super good.
Yeah.
Great show.
We already talked about the listener survey. Like this is just to inform future changes, that we may make. Just help us figure out what people like, honestly, so we can help, possibly meet you where you're at in different ways. And that, I think, gets to some of the closing remarks. This, we've said this a lot before, but there's really no book on this, at least no book that I would want to read about it.
Yes. Yeah. I think there are books on it, but
That definitely wasn't when we started it. And we navigate everything by instinct, and everything is an experiment. So though we have, you know, kind of worked behind the scenes to roll these out based on our own needs and the changing needs of the, you know, the network and the people behind it, you know, we are not pot committed, going to die on this hill, anything there.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything is just sucky, then we're going to change it. But we feel pretty good about what we've laid out so far.
Yeah. Yeah. We will neither die nor kill on this hill.
Yes.
Like it is, we want to hear from you if this is good.
Mm-hmm. Also, pulling back on stuff does not mean that we are going to lose the need for or feel like getting rid of Gwen. Keeping Gwen around is important to us. We like the work that she is doing and want to continue throwing it her way.
Yeah. You know, we all just need a little bit of pressure off.
Yep.
For this. So let us know how this works. We're very grateful. Mm-hmm. We talk about this all the time. Absolute dream job. Exceedingly lucky to be able to make a living doing off work that we like to do, we find meaningful, and just incredibly blessed that we're allowed to do that.
Yep.
Because of you. You know, because of people listening to this. 2024 wasn't great.
Nope.
You know, in a general sense, but it is, we can stick together through it. And, you know, you, everyone listening to it and supporting us and everything, this is a very cliche thing to say, but it has made that better.
Yes.
For us. And we hope that in some small way we have made it better for you.
Yeah. Even you know, just by distraction.
Yeah. So we will be around. We are going to take a little break that we always take for winter that I've been. You know, it's these guys talking about wanting vacations and they're going to go on vacation.
What?
We record for like 3 hours every day this week. My throat's going to fall out.
Yeah. I'm recording. This is, at the end of this week, I'll have recorded 11 episodes.
Yes. It is. But we're going to be around. My point being is even though we're going to kind of slow down a little bit during the holidays, we're still going to be checking the Patreon, checking responses to this and everything. We want to hear what you say.
Yep.
About
So look for that. Look for that survey. Fill it out. The drawing for the Exquisite Suffering is going to come through. I think I'm going to do that on January the 1st. Mm-hmm. Put in your responses to that. Help us with some research and help us send off the premium Abject Sufferings in style.
Yeah. And take care, everybody.
Please.
Happy holidays.
Yep.
And if you know, if you got family with you, that is great. Mm-hmm. If you have found family with you, that is great. If you have, you know, if you're feeling lonely, you're not alone in that. That is the holidays for a lot of people. So
yes.
Hang in there. We need you in the future.
We do.
And we will see you soon.
Yep. Take care and be safe.